This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يقول سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد My dear beloved respected brothers and sisters I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to bless me and you with ikhlas, with sincerity in everything that we say and everything that we do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran told us that the shaitan is our enemy, فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوَّ So treat him as one. Shaitan is your enemy, So treat him as your enemy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us that the shaitan does not come to you and me and tell us to jump and do major sins right away. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us 4 times in the Quran, لا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان. Do not follow the footsteps of the shaitan. The shaitan does not come and tell you, jump on that woman and commit adultery. No. A text. First a smile, then a text, then a handshake, then a message with a smiley face, and then meeting at a coffee shop. And then things will develop. خطوات الشيطان. What happened, Ya Allah, if we follow the footsteps of the shaitan?
يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان.
Why?
ومن يتبع خطوات الشيطان فإنه يأمر بالفحشاء والمنكر.
Because when we follow the footsteps of the shaitan, he commands us to fall into indecency and all kinds of evil. All kinds of evil. One of the main organs that the shaitan focus on in order to ruin our life, to destroy our marriage, to corrupt our acts of worship are the eyes. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded,
قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ ذَلِكَ أَزْكَى لَهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا يَصْنَعُونَ.
Tell Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell the believing men, in this ayah there's a command, there's a reward, and there's a warning. The command is, O believing men, lower your gaze. And the reward, this is much purer for you. And the warning, Allah is aware of everything that you do. Some people say, Sheikh, this is not for me. No, this is not for me. Let me recite the ayah again.
قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ.
Do you consider yourself a believing person? Then become all ears. He did not say قُلْ لِلْمُشْرِكِينَ, قُلْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ. قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. As a believer, I become all ears. And this is a command from Allah Azza wa Jal when he says, O who you believe, tell the believing men, tell the believing women, I become all ears and I say, I listen and I obey. This is a command to the believers. Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhuma, he said, I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the accidental look. He said alayhi salatu wa salam, he commanded me to turn my gaze away. Just like he told Ali radiallahu anhu, Ya Ali, do not follow a glance with another glance. The first is forgiven, but the second is not. The first is forgiven. I'm walking in the supermarket and all of a sudden a live shaitan half naked right in front of me. That first look is forgiven. But if I look again, if I stare, then the record start recording evil deeds. Do not follow a glance with another. The first is forgiven, but not the second. I'm watching a lecture on YouTube, and I'm listening to something that will uplift my spirituality, and then all of a sudden on the side there are pictures that are so tempting to click on. No, not me. I saw them for the first time, forgiven. The second, if I click, here's the problem. When the husband releases his vision and starts wondering and staring at other women, the first thing that happens is he starts comparing his wife to the woman that he is viewing. And that creates a resentment to the wife. And that develops to problems. And the problems lead to divorce. All of that started with one look. One of the main reasons for the delay of marriage for our young brothers and sisters is because they are obsessed with social media. And they look at the social media and they see this deceptive beauty. And they think, I'm waiting for the wife that looks like this. And I'm waiting for the husband that looks like this. They do not know that this is all fake. And that's why they delay their marriage, waiting for that not non-existent person. Lower your gaze. Some of the means that will help me and you to lower our gaze, my brothers and sisters. First and foremost, wallahi, the first one is sufficient by itself. Allah is watching. Allah is watching me. There are so many things we will not do if my father, if my mother, if my wife, if my husband are watching. None of them could be there, but Allah is watching. Every Friday we recite, Inna Allaha kana alaykum raqiba. Allah is watching over you. Alam ta'alam, subhanallah. I told the brother who is addicted to pornography, I told him, put in the background of your whatever machine you watch on, put on the background the ayah that says, Alam ya'alam bi anna Allaha yara. Don't you know that Allah is watching you? What kind of person who has on his background, Allah is watching me, and he will dare click and watch haram? Alam ya'lam, don't you know that Allah is watching? Some of the young brothers and sisters are sitting alone. Parents are traveling and they start watching something haram. There's nobody in the house. The curtains are closed and the lights are off. And while they're watching the haram, they hear a move. They start shaking and trembling and they turn everything off. That panicking from the move, from hearing the move, is worse than the sin itself, because you are fearing someone more than Allah. يستخفون من الناس يستخفون من الناس ولا يستخفون من الله وهو معهم. They fear mankind, but they do not fear Allah, and Allah, with His knowledge, He is with them. So first, remember, my brothers and sisters, that Allah is watching. Second,
وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ لَحَافِظِينَ كِرَامًا كاتبين يعلمون ما تفعلون.
Remember that Allah assigned honorable angels to write everything that we are doing. Every look is recorded. Every look, I'm making an honorable angel to write it down. An angel that never ever disobey Allah, I'm forcing him to write it down. إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادَ كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكْ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْؤُولَ. Allah told us in Surah Al-Isra, hearing, vision, all of that, all of it, we will be questioned about. Third, remember that when me and you lower our gaze, we are actually performing an act of worship, because Allah told us in the ayah I recited, tell the believing men, tell the believing women to lower their gaze. So I'm actually performing a ibadah. Wallahi, you want to taste, listen carefully, you want to taste the sweetness of iman, the sweetness of faith. One of the best ways is when you are in a place that there's a haram and nobody knows you. You are vacationing. Nobody knows you. You are in a different state. No one knows you. And you saw something haram and you lowered your gaze because Allah is watching. Not because her husband is with her. Not because my wife is with me. Not because, oh, what are they going to say about me? You lowered it because Allah ordered you. Wallahi. Then and only then you will taste something called sweetness of iman. Because I did it. For me, I would love to stare. No. I did it because Allah ordered me. Fourth, vision is one of the greatest blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon us. And one of the ways to thank Him for this vision is to use this blessing for His service and not to watch or see anything haram. Wallahi, if I ask you right now, go ahead and close your eyes for 15 seconds. Wallahi, you will not last. You will open them before, because you cannot take it anymore. Imagine that you were blind. You cannot see your wife, you cannot see your mother, you cannot see your husband, you cannot see your children, you cannot drive, you cannot study, you cannot do anything anymore. Ya Allah, please give me my vision back. And I promise you, I will not watch haram anymore. Why don't you give while He's giving? Why don't you give while He's giving? Why do we wait for Allah to take something away from us for us to show obedience? Fifth, ask Allah, ya akhi, if you are tested with this musibah, this calamity, beg Allah, ya Allah, help me lower my gaze. Ya Allah, been tested with this and I'm really suffering, ya Allah, and you know what's in my heart. Ya Allah, I beg you, help me. If you are sincere, Allah promised, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Whomsoever strive to do anything, I will help him as long as he or she are sincere. One of the greatest scholars, he said, الصبر على غض البصر أيسر من الصبر على ما بعده. Subhanallah. He said, being patient to lower your gaze is much easier than being patient about the damage that letting your gaze flow causes. Being patient to lower your gaze is much easier than after that, and you followed that look with another look, and maybe the girl got pregnant, and all the subhanallah, how are you going to be patient on this? Number six, avoid, ya akhi, places where haram is prevalent. Don't tell me I want to go to the beach and lower my gaze. It's impossible. Avoid the places where haram is prevalent. This is the act of anyone who is really sincere, because we are living in a culture that their slogan is, if you got it, flaunt it. And sometimes if you don't get it, flaunt it. Just the higher the temperatures are, the lower the clothes come from the bottom and from the top. So try to avoid places where haram is prevalent. And for my single brothers and sisters, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave an advice to you if you are being tested with this. Get married. Get married. Man istata' al-ba'a, whomsoever can afford it physically and financially, bismillah. My beloved brothers and sisters, the parents, stop making it so hard for your children to get married.
your son can afford to open a house and manage. Bismillah. Bismillah. No, I want to wait for my sister to finish her medical degree. She's 35 now and nobody wants to marry her anymore. Because he was waiting. And if you can't, Rasulullah ﷺ said, if you cannot afford it, what should we do, Ya Rasulullah? Fast. These are prescriptions not from me. From the man who does not speak from his desire. That means Allah told them, tell the single men, if they cannot control their gaze, to fast. Fast, Ya Akhi. Remember that those body parts, those eyes will testify on the day of judgment. You're hiding and nobody is watching. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, حَتَّى إِذَا مَا جَاءُوهَا شَهِدَ عَلَيْهِمْ سَمْعُهُمْ وَأَبْصَارُهُمْ وَجُلُودُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. The day of judgment, nobody knows. I was alone when I was watching this and I looking at this and I staring at that. On that day, that eye that I was staring with, it will testify, it will say, Ya Allah, he used to watch haram with me. And you would say to your body parts, why did you, لِمَ شَهِدْتُمْ عَلَيْنَا? Why are you doing this? I'm trying to protect you from the hellfire. And the body parts would say, أَنْتَقَنَ اللَّهِ. Allah made us speak. Knowing that lowering the gaze will protect us from the hellfire. Rasulullah ﷺ said, three eyes will never touch the hellfire. And one of them is an eye that lowered its gaze from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited. Subhanallah, I heard this from a great scholar. He said, when the believer lower his gaze in this dunya, this pure believer will get the one who did the same in Jannah. And who's that? The Hur al-Ain. Allah, when he was describing the Hur al-Ain, one of their characteristics is وَعِنْدَهُمْ قَاصِرَاتِ الطَّرْفِ. One of the description of the Hur al-Ain is that they do not look at anybody except their husbands. So whomsoever lowered his gaze in this dunya and he only looked at his wife, Allah will grant him the Hur al-Ain in the Akhirah. قُلُوا قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. بسم الله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. Final reward or final incentive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Nur, he said, tell the believing men to lower their gaze. Tell the believing women to lower their gaze. And then a few ayat after, he said, الله نور السماوات والأرض. The scholar said, this is the reward. The person who lower his gaze in this dunya from haram, Allah will grant him the best reward in dunya and in akhirah, which is seeing the face of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahumma la tahrimna ladhat al-nazar ila wajhika al-kareem. My brothers and sisters, the sisters are saying, I should not have come today to this khutbah because this khutbah is not for me. It's all for men. Well, my dear sister, just go one ayah after that. وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنْ وَيَحْفَظْنَ فُرُوجَهُنْ. And tell the believing women to lower their gaze and protect their chastity. So my sister, this applies to you too. Especially with the spread of social media. So where in the same ayah, Allah ordered you in the same ayah to wear the proper hijab and cover your chest area and wear loose clothing to help brothers lower their gaze and for you to be obedient to Allah Azza wa Jal. And he told you in the same ayah, sometimes the sister got upset from the speaker as if those ayat are released by me. Oh, this sheikh talks about hijab all the time. Ya Habibati, my dear beloved sister, this is an order from Allah, not from me. From Allah. The order of the hijab is not an option. It's an order from Allah Azza wa Jal. The proper hijab, not the loose, not the tight hijab that describe everything. The shaitan fooled our daughters. The shaitan fooled our sisters. The shaitan fooled our wives and convinced them that the piece of cloth on their head is the hijab. And everything is detailed. Subhanallah. She's suffering. Suffering with the heat and all that. And at the end of the day, it's not a hijab. Imagine somebody is praying. He's praying and he skips ruku'. He goes to sujood. And he tells you, Alhamdulillah, ya akhi, at least I'm praying. No, ya habibi, you're not praying. You're missing a rukun. You're missing a pillar from the salat. And one of the pillars of the hijab is to be loose. My beloved sister, I love you for the sake of Allah. May Allah protect you. I know it's not easy. It's easy for a man to speak. But wallahi, if you don't hear this here, where are you going to hear it? You think CNN is going to tell you to wear hijab? We come here to come close to Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah protect all our women. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. And then subhanAllah, the same ayah. Allah ended the ayah. Oh, maybe I haven't worn the hijab or the proper hijab for a long time. And I know I should. Ya Allah, forgive me. Allah said at the end of the ayah, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Make tawbah to Allah. Who? أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Because the minute we hear tawbah, we think it's only for the people who are committing major sins. وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Oh, who you believe. My sister, we all slip and make mistakes. And Alhamdulillah, you recognized. Allah made you hear these words. Allah guided you to the hijab. Repent to Allah Azza wa Jal before it's too late. And finally, my brothers and sisters, when this is an advice for me, for you, for your son and daughter before they go to college, if they say, Baba, advise me. Tell them a three-word hadith. My son, Habibi, احفظ الله يحفظك. Allah, what a profound three-word hadith. Protect the rights of Allah. Allah will protect you. What does that mean in this scenario, in this topic? Do not look at other people's wives and sisters and mothers. Allah will protect your woman from being looked at from other brothers. Which man on earth enjoys people to look at his wife or his sister or his daughter? This is not a man, this is a male. You don't want anyone to look at your woman. Do not look at other people's women. Very simple, straightforward formula. كَمَا تُدِين تُدَان. My brothers and sisters, let's all beg Allah Azza wa Jal to help us lower our gaze. Let's remember all these incentives that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Allah told us. And all of that is for our well-being in the dunya and in the akhirah. Allahumma ighfir lana dhunubana wa israfana fi amrina wa thabbit aqdamana wa ansurna ala alqawm alkafirin. Allahumma waffiqna lima tuhibbuhu wa tardah. Allahumma ansur ikhwanana fi ghazza ya rabbal alamin. Allahumma ansurhum nasran aziza. Allahumma zalzil al-arda tahta aqdami aduwihim ya rabbal alamin. Allahumma dammirhum tadmira. Allahumma dammirhum tadmira. Rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina qurrata ayun waj'alna lilmuttaqina imama. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. وقوموا إلى صلاتكم. Please, brothers, move from the hallway to the main hall, and from the back also two rooms. Come inside. Close the gaps. You can fit somebody here also up next to you. Heels on the line. Sisters, do the same. Close the gaps.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah.
حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استووا اعتدلوا الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله استغفر الله شاء الله there'll be one minute for عصر إن شاء الله